International community has voiced concern over the deteriorating health condition of Bahrain's top Shia cleric, Sheikh Isa Qassem. Spokesperson for the UN Secretary General Stefan Dujarric expressed hope that Sheikh Qassem would be granted access to medical care. Iran holds the Bahraini regime responsible for the Sheikh's health condition. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Bahram Qassemi has called on the international community to appeal to free the cleric from house arrest. The 80-year-old Shia cleric is reportedly in constant pain and requires immediate medical treatment. Sheikh Qassem has been living under virtual siege since the regime revoked his citizenship in June of 2016, prompting protests and sit-ins in his hometown, Duraz. Shal Fayrouz, former Bahraini MP, joins us from London. How important is this sheikh to the Bahrainis? And what type of reaction do you think we may see as time continues to go on with the way that Sheikh Qassem is being treated by the regime there?
Well, Sheikh Isa Qassem is a grand ayatollah in Bahrain. He's the top clergy or alim in Bahrain who has been serving the people and the country for the past more than 55 years. He was an MP, imagine, around 45 years ago, and he has put the constitution of Bahrain. He has been supporting the demands of the people of Bahrain for democracy, dignity, and human rights. And he has, even though he's in his late 70s, he's suffering with all these diseases, he has been trying to catch things from going down the drain to violence. And but the regime has treated him the worst thing you can imagine. They stripped his nationality. They put him under house arrest. They have put all tanks and armored carriers around his house, and they seized the whole city of Duraz. Just to put pressure on this peace-loving clergy of Bahrain. Now it is very dangerous situation because due to the house arrest and due to depriving him from going into hospital, especially because just a week ago a doctor could get into his house and check him up, and he said that Sheikh is of an immediate need of an operation. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, his life will be in very big danger. He does require to be hospitalized. Just this morning, there was a military ambulance coming to pick up Sheikh, but his members of his family asked if they can join, but of course they were denied. And one of the officers, military officers, was shouting and saying he should be treated as a prisoner. So they refused to let the sheikh to go into the ambulance. Mm-hmm. And now the situation is worsening. There are some clashes. Women have been gathering around the house, and they have been shot at by rubber bullets and canisters of tear gases. So, and the situation is very much escalating. We, as Bahrainis, consider that the King of Bahrain is responsible of the life of Sheikh Isa Qassem, because he is depriving Sheikh from receiving the proper medication.
Thank you, Jalal Fayrouz, former Bahraini MP there from London. We appreciate your comments.